500-909-693. Tim Montgomery's with us, the editor of conservativehome.com. Hello to you, Tim.
Hi.
And Cern Gord is with us. Cern's from Goldsmiths College and was held by the police in the containment area today. Hello, Cern.
You alright?
Yeah, you out there? You out now?
No, I'm out, yeah. I got back about half an hour ago.
Yeah, no, you're out of the police cordon is what I meant.
Yes, well, I mean, yeah, as well.
Okay. James Mills is here as well from the campaign group Save the Education Maintenance Allowance, or EMA. Hello, James.
Hi, Tony, how you doing?
I'm all right. Cern, I'll start with you, first of all. What happened to you today?
What happened to me today? Well, I was in a protest in which started peacefully, processed peacefully, and then was kettled for 8 hours. And people talk about this violence, talk about the police van, but what I saw was 5,000 school students put in a contained area for over 8 hours, and then any reaction from that was a result of them being contained, thus. There was no food there was no water there.
What did the police say to you, Cern, during that action?
The police told us we're not getting out. They did tell us we would get out in the next half hour, for successively for over 8 hours. Mm.
But you do understand, don't you, that in parts of the protest maybe that you weren't at, there were fires lit, a police van was wrecked, windows were smashed, graffiti was sprayed, and that is why the police saying they acted.
Wait, no, the police were there before that started. The riot van was placed there, and then they chose to put the kettle around that police van. If they cared so much about that police van, why did they put it in the middle of a kettle?
Tim Montgomery, are the police right to have kept students kettled for hours?
Well, we all saw the scenes a couple of weeks ago when the Conservative HQ was attacked and that protester threw a fire extinguisher off the top of the building that, if it had been a feet or two different, it probably would have killed a policeman or killed a student. And I think what the police did today, particularly after that van was attacked, and as you say, Tony, we saw fires, we saw missiles being thrown, we saw graffiti. They took the cautious option. They supplied the protesters within the kettle with water. They set up temporary toilets to ensure that people were looked after. But
you could toilets for 5,000 people after 7 hours, I'd like to point out.
Well, I think there were more than that. There may have been only those.
I was there. I was there.
Yeah. Well, it was a big scene. You may not have seen everything. What we would have absolutely been talking about tonight, if the police hadn't done what they'd done, potentially was violent acts across Westminster. And I think the police protected the public tonight, and the protesters did what they quite rightly should be able
Tim,
to do,
you
which
say,
is, was
you,
protest.
Tim, you say potential violent acts. Do you have any evidence that the students were about to launch a full-scale riot?
No, I don't. The police might have had intelligence, but what I do know is that last time we had incredibly violent behaviour. This time we had the starts of violent behaviour with the attack on the police van. You know, one policeman's got a broken arm tonight because of violence. Two policemen injured in total. So I think the police did the right thing.
Okay.
By protecting the public.
James, is that you trying to get it?
Yeah, okay.
James Mills from Save the Education Maintenance Allowance.
Yeah, one quick thing. Like, the majority of students actually on the one in London today were actually people from EMA's campaign, because further education as well as tuition fees are at risk here. So that's, if you could explain that, that'd be great, because people seem to forget that it's only tuition fees. It's actually 16 to 18 year olds.
So plenty of students representing your group then. What about those scenes of students standing on the top of a wrecked police van?
Yeah, I'll be totally straight out of you. Like, I don't condone violence in any shape or form. I think it's wrong, and I'm not going to criticise police. I've got friends of police. But I do think, I think Tim's probably over-egging the point, and where Cern's probably ignoring it, is that, you know, Cern has got a point. When it came to that, they kept them still in a small area and confined them, I think was probably the wrong move by the police, if I was honest with you. It would probably be much better to move them on, keep them walking. There's rumours that it's going to go to Cowley Street. If anyone knows that part of London, you can cordon off Cowley Street so people can't go down there. I think they could have moved them on and probably put them into Victoria Gardens just at the end, a much more open space, because it wasn't until they actually blocked them off that they actually turned violent or, you know, aggressive. And that's what I saw. But can we also please mention the many students? I saw many students, many young people under the age of 18 as well, stopping people from committing violence. I was next to people who were breaking a bus shelter.
But James,
can I just come in there?
Just 1 second, Tim. James, so just on that point, many people will no doubt know that many of the students had non-violent aims, but the problem is now all students are paying the price for those people who ran riot the last time there was a protest.
And I agree. I came out then and condemned the violence at the time. I thought that was silly. I don't want to see policewomen with blood on their faces, or, you know, policemen